The Lord is not like you. He doesn't behave according to the rules of this world. In the kingdom of God, a shepherd dies for sheep, or a rancher dies for cattle. And the parables usually show us this contrast between the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of earth. That is the point of all the parables. The Lord is not like you. Because you would expect shepherds to fleece and slaughter sheep. You expect Samaritans to walk on by. But our Lord is not like you. He's unlike any shepherd, Samaritan, merchant, father, or king that you know. For he is righteous and merciful. And thus we have today the parable of the unrighteous steward or manager. The Lord is righteous. The steward is not. The steward is wasting the Lord's goods, and he must give an account, and he can no longer be steward. But the steward is shrewd and self-serving, and so he gives away the Lord's goods for free. His motives are altogether evil. We're told he doesn't want to work. He's too ashamed to beg. He seeks to make friends for himself. And it works. He not only makes friends for himself, he makes friends for the Lord, and he's commended by the Lord for it. Wait, what? That's not what we expect. That is so weird. You'd expect the steward to be further rebuked and punished. I mean, if his first actions were criminal, his next actions would be double. So here's the point. The Lord is not like you. An unexpected gospel is no gospel at all. The Lord wants his goods to be given away. He is generous. His love is extravagant, unexpected, undeserved. The steward fails and wastes the Lord's goods when he holds on to them. But when he forgives debts and gives away the Lord's goods, that's which doesn't belong to him, the Lord is pleased and praises him. This is the power of God unto salvation. The Lord forgives your evil. He loves you despite yourself. And you think this whole thing is sometimes maybe just like a teacher letting you take the test over again. It doesn't really cost the teacher anything. He's just being nice. Or you think that it has all the weight of saying thank you to the cashier that you just paid. I mean, it's being polite. And you think this way because you think that your sins are just these little small things, little mistakes that are easily overlooked, and that they don't really affect the Lord at all. They do affect the Lord. They wouldn't have affected him, for he is sovereign and unchangeable, except for the fact that he has joined himself to your flesh. He took up your cause by being born as a man in our sinful world. He walked the earth as one of you, with calluses, bruises, hunger, and fatigue. He had to use the outhouse. He had to wipe the sweat from his brow. He was lied to and tricked and disappointed and cheated. As a man, he denied himself, your God in your flesh, from the time of his conception through his resurrection, did not allow himself to fully or always use his divine rights and powers. And what that denial means is that he was tempted in every way that you are and worse. He knew all of your physical desires and pains. He knew sorrow from the death of loved ones. He definitely knew what it was to be betrayed by friends. He knew what it was to be slandered and to have your reputation destroyed. He had his heart broken. So too, he knew what it was to be mocked, beaten, and spit upon. He knew what it was to die. He not only kept the law in that he did everything that it said to do and did nothing that it forbade, that is, he didn't sin, but he also kept the law in allowing it to do to him what should have been done to you. He suffered its wrath and punishment. He took on your flesh to keep the law that he might then take on your sins and be killed for it so that you would live. That sin would be dead and have no more dominion over you. This is how he gives away the kingdom and saves you. And of course, this always upsets the lovers of money. And when I say that, I mean you. You cannot serve God and mammon. To think that there must be more, that you have to make more of a payment to the Father, that Christians must somehow add to Christ's payment, or that the stuff of this life is what is to be trusted, is ultimately to deny the Lord's payment and pronounce it, and to seek to make your own way and add your own certainty. I mean, it certainly does seem too easy, this gospel. It's too easy for our fallen minds, because your cynical flesh quips, wait, there's no such thing as a free lunch. And I think it's because you're scared that the gospel of Jesus Christ might be some kind of a trap, or it might be just a joke. You don't want to be hurt or disappointed or laughed at, so you're afraid to believe. Faith feels risky. You're afraid that maybe it's all just a fantasy. Maybe it's beautiful and interesting, but it's no more real than Star Wars. But there's also something of a double standard in you. Your fallen flesh likes to think you've gotten where you are by hard work and by discipline. But others, well, they've just gotten lucky, or they've had everything handed to them. You might be willing to accept the free grace of God for yourselves and your loved ones, because you know deep down we're all pretty good, but I don't know about those others out there. I mean, they might not appreciate the gospel. They might not understand it. And so at the very least, we should make sure they have put forward some kind of co-payment for grace as a check for those who will just take it so that they will take it seriously. I mean, to our minds, that seems reasonable. Repent. Parables are not case studies in business practices or ethics. The Lord is not like you. Thanks be to God, he's not like you. He is gracious and merciful. He loves to forgive. He loves to give away his kingdom. Rest in this grace and love. It's not a trap. It's not a fantasy. What you think of the real world is what is fake. Death is the fantasy. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. He will set you free. And there is a cost. True, your salvation is not free. The Lord God, Jesus Christ, has died for it. He laid down his life in order that to place his name upon you and to feed you with his holy body and blood. He has made the payment in full in himself. And if that's outrageous, extreme, and extravagant, so be it. Judged by the standards of business, farming, or statecraft, it is absolutely insane, almost criminal, like an unrighteous steward. But in the kingdom of God, unrighteous stewards are the ones who are honored and set up as the standard to follow. The Lord is sovereign. He can do whatever he wants. But what he wants is to have you. Thus, he has taken on your burden and price as his own, by his own compulsion and desire. He forgives your debts. This is what he wanted, to have you forever, to never be separated from you. And he was willing to meet the demands of the law on your behalf to obtain you, to make you his friend, and to give you his kingdom. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.